Apollo 10 Houston, we know down here that you're using only one RCS quad. Unless you'd rather do it otherwise, unless you'd rather continue to do it this way, we'd prefer to use two quads because it does perturb the trajectory somewhat to use only one quad at a time. Over.
Okay, will do. I'll just reduce the usage on A. We've got plenty of fuel. Just trying to balance them out. I'll go do that. Okay, you got them.
And 10, according to our charts down here, they look pretty well balanced. The requirements are such that A should be looking about the way it is right now.
Okay, the onboard indicators are pretty much off then, over.
Okay, Tom. These folks down here tell me that you guys have set the economy record in fuel usage so far.
Roger, thank you. We've been watching it real close. And we did use quite a bit in the landmark tracking just to really pulse and make sure everything was on there since we knew how important that was. But other than that, we've been watching as tight as we could, over.
Roger, Tom.
Touching the mobile economy run next year, Tom.
Yeah, right, Ed. Hello there.
Watch it. I'll get you for a commercial.
Good morning, Gordo. How are you?
Fine, Tom. We enjoyed your readings this morning.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. While we're waiting for our conversation to resume, a few numbers here. Distance from Earth of Apollo 10 is now 120,555 nautical miles. Approach velocity now up to 5,921.9 feet per second. Spacecraft weight computed to be 25,200 pounds. Continuing to monitor air ground. Rather quiet now. The crew should be involved in mid-course navigation exercise, in which stars and the Earth horizon, either near or far horizon. All right, here goes a call.
That completes the star horizon checks, and I guess the next activity will be about 168 hours when we come up for the reflectivity test. Over.
Roger, 10, we copy.
And we're going to open all the shades now and get some heat in this place. Over.
Roger.
And I notice quad A temperature is going up quite a bit, even though it was still lower than what we had in lunar orbit. And we'll go ahead and start maneuvering to these attitudes for the S-band reflectivity test. Over.
Roger, Tom.
Hello, Houston 10.
Go.
The reflectivity test, do you want us to go to these angles we got copied in here for 1, 2, and 3, or do you want us to go to those acquisition angles that we've also got copied in here? They're a little different.
Stand by. Apollo 10 Houston. We don't see any reason why you can't set up your dead band and then go right into test one attitude. Over.
Okay, fine. Hello, Houston, it's 10.
Go ahead, 10.
Jack, you got 319A in front of you?
I have.
Okay, step 4 says when high gain meter compares to high gain control, you go through those next two steps, and then you record the meter. It appears to me that the meter reading is going to be the same as where you set the control needles if you do step 4.
Stand by 1.